News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Yeah, who let the dogs out or into a buggy even? A leading dog behavioural expert is warning that treating pets like humans will unleash unwanted behavioural issues. Jim Stevens, founder of Pet Behaviour Centre in Dublin, joins us now. Jim, how bad has it got when it comes to people treating their dogs like parents or like children? What kind of things are they doing?
There are issues of misinterpreting behaviour. The most common one is assuming the dog understands what it's done wrong, and people say, "Oh, we knew he did wrong, he's guilty," when in actual fact, the dog looking away, not making eye contact, is an appeasing gesture. It doesn't remember that it piddled in the house when you weren't there. So we misinterpret behaviour. That can lead to problems. We assume that they like to be hugged, which is not in the behavioural repertoire of the dog. So children can be put at risk by hugging dogs that don't really want to be restrained like that. And eventually can lead to growling, barking, in worst case scenarios, a bite, which is offered to a child to the face, leading to problems. The idea of anthropomorphism, where we treat them as humans, means, you know, I had a client who used to, if he couldn't take his dog for a walk, used to drive it down to McDonald's and bite a burger. Another one who fed his a Mars bar every day to his dog because he'd had a medical condition, couldn't walk the dog anymore. He liked Mars bars, so he assumed his dog did, and that would make up for not taking the dog out for a walk. So led to obesity problems. There are very good things that have happened by being more attuned to dogs and treating them as a sort of
What do you think about them? What do you think about sort of, I've seen dogs in baby slings, I've seen them in buggies. What do you make of that as well? Is that a particular problem? Is that an issue, do you think?
I think it is, because it can lead to a lack of socialisation. The dogs have been brought out, but they've not experienced the world out there. It gives some people, some dogs, a sort of problems of communicating with other dogs. It can even lead to sort of the wasting of muscle mass and such, just like yourself, if you were bedridden. They have four legs. They need to be out there. Sometimes they need to be able to run around rather than be carried around. It's been noted that there are issues with that. Even dressing the dogs up in inappropriate clothing. I'm here in Spain at the moment. It was 22 degrees yesterday, and people were still putting woolen coats on their dogs and bringing them out in heat, so it can lead to heat exhaustion. We have to remember that dogs only get rid of excess heat by the sweat glands on the paws and by the panting tongue and nose.
Does all of this, Jim? Does it shift the balance of the relationship between man and dog, if you like? Thus, dogs then see themselves as equal or maybe above you in the pecking order?
Well, there's not really a pecking order. We're a different species, you know, but it can lead to issues where the dog starts to take control, you know, and guard resources. I've had clients where they couldn't leave the house unless the dog allowed them to. Or if it got into the corner and started to guard somebody roast, then they wouldn't be able to eat that day. So, they're extreme ones, but they all start with the dog pushing out boundaries, saying, "Well, no one's in charge. I'm going to
take control.
Take control. Sit in the best seat in the house, which is the one opposite the TV, and growls if anyone comes to move it off.
Yeah, I mean that's just ludicrous, isn't it?
It's something that is incremental. You don't suddenly wake up to find your dog in control, but it's just pushing out those boundaries. And just like children, dogs need to know that there are boundaries there, and we have to sort of give them that opportunity. The problem with COVID dogs, for instance, is the expectation was that the family would always be there. The dog was bought during COVID times, during lockdown. Then people started to go back to work, and the dogs had never been allowed to have that own space, that own time, and then that leads to separation-related problems. So, again, we can, unfortunately, in extreme cases, cause the very problems that our dogs suffer from.
Okay, Jim. Sorry, go on.
Thinking it's too kind.
All right. Okay, Jim Stevens, founder of Pet Behaviour Centre in Dublin. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.